bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. And hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Cosmic. I got a big old smile on my face. Smile with me. Come on. It's Friday. The weekend's coming. Woohoo! It is the 21st of July, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours will be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Taking you back a little bit here, some steps that Twitter said they were going to do to help, you know, bullying on Twitter and basically social media in general. Twitter says it's working. Data says, maybe not. Yes, Twitter is claiming now it's become a safer site thanks to its anti-abuse efforts. Problem is, there's not really any way to see if that's actually true or not. Why is that? Well, because Twitter didn't really share any of its data with, people like you and me. We did hear, though, that Twitter is taking action against 10 times the number of accounts than it did 1 year ago. And it's also saying they've suspended twice as many accounts as they did in the last 4 months. Yeah, that sounds like bubblegums and lollipops, doesn't it? Problem is, though, external research is still supporting the idea that the internet is being filled with abusive trolls. A representative from the study of online harassment actually revealed that 40% of internet users have been the target of abuse behavior online. Which is actually to say, it's quite a high number if you consider how many people are on the internet. 40%? Wow. When you run a whole bunch of numbers together from the ages of 18 to 29, that number climbs up to 67%. And sorry, not to get off track. If you heard a little ding, yeah, that's our BTN Slack room. I'll mention that in a second to you. Anyways, back on topic. Basically, when we bag everything up, we need to see that raw data from Twitter, because if we don't see that, then we can't really put the numbers together, which maybe that's what they want. iPhone users, did you check your settings today? Did you see a little red thing there that says you've got an update? Well, yes, you have an update, in case you don't know yet already. 10.3.3. That's going to be an update for your iPhone, your iPad, and your iPod Touch. For those of you that still own and use an iPod Touch. Yes, it's just a minor little update we're getting from what we have now up until when we hit iOS 11. What's in the update? Presumably bugs, fixes, and probably some security things we've been hearing about. Particularly if you're like on public Wi-Fi or something like that, it's easy to get in your phone. Yeah, you might want to just apply this update. So far, so good. We're not hearing about any bricking phones, so you should be fine. Oh, the power of ITV is rolling on. Well, at least across the U.S. of A. YouTube has now come to a lot more cities with its $35 a month TV streaming service. Folks down in Houston, Texas now. Atlanta, Georgia. Phoenix, Arizona. Detroit. Minneapolis. Miami. Okay, the list goes on and on. You get the idea. And you'll also have access to that unlimited cloud DVR service. So if you've been contemplating about sticking it to your satellite company, said, I want to try it, and it's in your area now, give it a shot. And finally, yes, Atari. Yes, you think of classic gaming, probably that new retro console we're going to be getting here in a few months. Do you think of hats? I don't either. But that's what Atari has come up with. It's the speaker hat. Oh, my word. What is the speaker hat? Well, it's a hat, and it's got speakers in it. It's also got a microphone, too. So, yes, as you probably guessed, you can connect this thing over Bluetooth to your phone, jam away and talk away, and people will be looking at you going, and yes, the hat is rechargeable, meaning you're going to have to charge it up probably every single day that you want to be jamming out to the tunes on your hat. Problem is, though, Atari isn't saying what kind of port it has on it. I'm going to go with USB, just to be on the safe side, but you never know. Atari actually went on to say that you'll be able to sync up your hat with one another and listen to the same audio stream at the same time. Yeah, that's right. Pretty soon, we're going to be seeing two geeks jamming down the street with their Atari hats. That is when it becomes available for sale. It's not out yet. You can actually register, though, if you want to become a beta tester. Unfortunately, only 10 people will be chosen, so I would say, yeah, you know, have much luck at doing it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. You hear me talk about it every single episode. Get the podcast there. Get the blog there. Get the review section there. And support us there. Best way of supporting us? Well, of course, it's very easy to just donate through us to PayPal. You can do a one-off or a monthly donation to us. And whatever you can afford to. It could be a dollar. It could be $100. And you also have the option via Patreon as well to do that. Whatever's more convenient for you. Regardless, We do appreciate your support, and those that have been supporting us, thank you so very much. Also, our Facebook page, British Tech Network. You can give us a follow on Twitter as well, at British Tech. You can give me a follow on Twitter as well, too, at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room, our BTN community, please come on over and join us. We would love to have you. You could do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend. Oh, yeah, but don't worry. We'll be back on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday and an awesome weekend. And thank you, as always, for listening.